I just want to do something a little bit different straight away. I just wanted just to give us an ability just to sit for a moment with Mark and with Matt, just with the music, not with any words, and just I have a deep sense from the Holy Spirit that He wants us to go from the ship to the shore. And so I decree and I prophesy over each here, I prophesy a new shore, new to you but not new to Him, because nothing is new under the sun. And so we decree that you would get courage right now, and you'd be imparted with a brave spirit to go from the ship to the shore. We decree the territories and the kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our God and His Christ, says the Word of God. And so, Father, in this moment right now, just have a sense that you would impart right now, just as the music is playing for a moment, that you would impart an impartation of bravery and courage, God, that sons and daughters would go from the ship to the shore, and they would take regions, they would take places, and they'd see the kingdom of God advance. Maybe it's in your street, maybe it's in your home, maybe it's in your own heart today, but there would be advancement of His kingdom for His glory and because He is worthy. And so we say today, Lord, release it now in the name of Jesus. So I'm just going to give a moment for the Holy Spirit to just release that in your own lives. And then we're going to come and minister together. So we'll just have a little moment here in the presence of sons and daughters, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, just for Him to impart that courage, impart that brave spirit into you. That you would say, yes, I'm ready to walk off. I'm ready to jump off the ship onto that shore. Nothing's going to hold me back anymore from going to that new shore and seeing His kingdom come and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so, Father, we say thank you for that. Such a privilege to have minstrels and psalmists, people that are filled with the Spirit of God and are hearing the voice of God for music. And what I want to communicate this morning for a few moments is a continuing and unfolding revelation around Theora Physique, which is having a clear vision of the nature of all things. And more than anything else in the world right now, we need a clear vision of the nature of all things. And there's many opinions that are trying to overtake your faith. And there are many mindsets that are trying to overtake your faith. But we would believe that the Word of God and the Spirit of God are moving in synchronization in our community, and that the power of God is flowing through us, and that we will see the kingdoms of God inhabit this place and the regions of the world. Who can say amen to that? And so our cry this year for 2021 still is Maranatha, which is come, Lord Jesus. The Aramaic for come, Lord Jesus, come. That is our cry. That is our heart cry, that Jesus Christ would come, He would overthrow, He would overtake, He would infiltrate, and He would be the King of all kings in this place. We decree out of our mouths right now that the Blue Mountains will not be known for three sisters, but will be known for one son. We decree it. We say it. This region, people are flocking to this region, not because of three sisters on a rock, but because the Son, who is the foundation stone, is the key. And so we believe that this region will be a refuge region, that this region will be a place of safety and security in the days to come. The book of Isaiah talks about some nations in the times of trouble. Now remember, this is not the first time of trouble that the world has encountered. But throughout the ages, throughout the aeons of life, there has been troubles throughout the earth. And we decree that this place and this region will be a habitation of safety and security for the Lord. Could we even believe that Australia, the nation itself, would be a habitation of safety and security for those to flock into? We just pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you would raise up so many sons and daughters in this nation. We pray you'd wake up the ones who are asleep. You'd turn around the ones who have turned away. Lord, the ones who have got offended at religion and who have been distrusting of Christians, we pray, Father, there will be a 180 today. Who can believe for a 180 today? That people would encounter your love, your agape love. And so, Father, we thank you for your sons and daughters. We believe that this year, Father, we would see the kingdoms of the world become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ. We believe it more and more. We have more faith right now than we had last year. We have more faith now, not because anything we can do, but because you are moving and you are coming, and we believe it in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for what he's doing today. Amen. You'll have a little handout. I'm super used to using screens and clickers, so I made this little handout. It probably won't make a whole lot of sense to a whole lot of people, but that's okay. I'm going to work through it. If you want to write on it, draw on it, give it back to me, you can, but I'd love you to keep it. I'm going to put an e-copy up and put an expanded thing. I've been writing two prophetic words, one for our community and then one for the body in Australia. So we want to stay true to what the Word is saying and also to what the Spirit is guiding us into. And so I'm just going to do a quick recap, maybe 5 minutes or so. Then I just want to lay some things out for you to take away from your encouragement. As I was preparing this morning, I feel like this is a menu for this year. You have not been given any scraps. You've been given the full smorgasbord of the kingdom of God. Can anyone say amen except for Janet? So everyone has been given access to the smorgasbord of the kingdom of God. Let me say to you this morning that your behavior never disqualifies you. Your theological prowess can't get you there. And the amount of ministry that you do in the name of the Lord won't prove anything. But his blood is what qualifies us to sit at his table and to partake in the communion of union that we have with him. If my prayer for all of you this year, as I contend for you, as Kath and I contend for you, and our teams contend for you, is that you would find your place in the seat of union that would cause every little residue of anxiety to come into rest and peace. Because without union, without moving from union, we still have a little bit of performance in us. And my prayer is that we would find ourselves in the union of communion with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, and that from that place we would do all things. I believe that this year is going to be a tremendous year for the people of God. Amen. Because of Jesus Christ, because of his death, burial, and resurrection, because of his ascension, and because of his enthronement. We forget that part. He is enthroned on high, and all things are under his hand and at his feet. So we're excited, amen. And so I sense there's going to be three key renewals taking place this year. The first renewal is going to be in the area of nature, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. The second renewal is going to be in the place of time, and the third renewal is going to be in the place of people. And so three intertwined relationships prophetically that I see that the Lord is renewing so we can be the people of God. You know, it says in the book of Acts, it says that when they met them, they knew that they had been with Jesus. What a hallmark for a believer. That when Beck Small is doing her piano lesson with that person who's not saved, and they say to her, "Who have you been with?" And she says, "Oh, I've just been with Jesus." She, yeah, I know that. I can feel that. I can sense that. What a hallmark of a believer that people would say, "When I get around that person, it feels like I've been with Jesus." I've got some things I'm going to say deeper about that in the months to come, but I want to prepare us as we move through this year. I believe that we're going to continually see the aroma of Christ everywhere we go. The Word of God says that we are the very aroma of Christ. Have you thought about that? Who's ever sprayed Glen 20? That's got an aroma. That can stay in your throat for a while if you don't get out of the room, right? Yeah. Who's got a favourite cologne? Come on, men.
Brute 33.
Brute 33, that's white. That's old school.
Yeah.
That's old school. Anyone else? Who's a Calvin Klein out there, anyone? Whoa, I better ring Calvin. Look at what's going on. But that aroma, you can sense that. But the Word of God says to us that we are the aroma of Christ. To those who are perishing, the aroma of death. And to those who are inheriting life, the aroma of Jesus. Yeah. That doesn't mean that we are condemning people because it's the aroma of death. It means this, is that when you get around people who aren't saved, there's an aroma that permeates everything, and the death in them has to get out.
Yeah. Amen.
I believe that this year we're going to see a continual plunge in the Holy Spirit. Remember, the word baptism doesn't mean I do it once and then it's done. But the word baptism means to be continually plunged in oil, continually plunged under and over. And we believe that the baptism for the remission of sins is awesome. So you take the person backwards under the water, full immersion, come back up, new life. Hebraically, they also baptized forward at a certain time in life, so the son or daughter could be baptized into their future. And so the father would anoint the son into his future by plunging him forward and then back up. And so we ask the Holy Spirit to continually plunge us all. All of us, sons and daughters, equal under Christ, that we'd be plunged in the Spirit of God. For about a year now, we've been learning about perichoresis, or the circle dance of the Holy Spirit, the Son, and the Father. I'm just going to take a few minutes, and I'm going to take a few moments in a minute just to unpack that a little bit so people get it, get a picture of that. But I believe that union is going to move us to agape, which is going to move us to rest and peace, and that will be life, says the Word of God. You know, the word agape is a beautiful word. We've translated that word love, the love of God, the agape love of God. And that's a beautiful translation, but it's deeper than that. The word agape literally means this: the bridegroom comes to Stephen Travers and says, I want you to prepare my bride, and here's my permission to do so. Don't bring her back until she's prepared. That's the trust God has with you. He literally, the agape love of God is you being entrusted to prepare the Lord's bride for the bridegroom. It's a powerful word. It's a powerful word. Way more than just, oh yeah, God loves me. Yeah, he does, but now he entrusts you with the ability to prepare his bride for himself. That's powerful and beautiful. You want to go to the second little thing here. You'll notice a lot of grids here, because I believe that we're going to be given eyes to see what the Spirit is saying in these days. And can anyone say amen to wanting the ability to see the way the Lord sees?
Amen.
The Lord doesn't see in opaqueness. He sees in complete translucent or transparency. And that literally means this. The word is from Revelation, where it speaks about, and they stood on the sea of glass or the sea of crystal. They could literally see so clearly. We want that vision in 2021. We want to be able to see clearly. We want to be able to see transparently in the Lord. Amen. And so Jesus repeated his greeting in John 20. It says this: peace to you. And he told them, just as the Father has sent me, I'm now sending you. I hope that you would take that scripture and you would start to read that over yourself every morning, every night. Especially the second part. Just as the Father has sent me, now I'm sending you. How did the Father send Jesus? I implore and encourage you to go and search out how the Father sent the Son, because that's exactly how he's sending you. Now, I know that a little bit about that, only a little bit, but he sent the Son with full authority. He sent the Son with full victory. He sent the Son with full assurance and full care. If there's an attribute of God that I love the most, it's not his power, it's his kindness. He sent Jesus with an immeasurable kindness. So yes, you are sent with immeasurable kindness. As Nick and I and Adam have been talking about, Jesus sends you like that so you can never ever get the disease, the Christian disease of appendicitis. You can never ever get the Christian disease of appendicitis. Because he says this to the Father: there is nothing in me, Jesus said. Satan has nothing in me. If he has nothing in you, you can't be offended. What a life. What would it look like if a whole body of people moved and lived without any offense? Well, Lord, teach me. Teach me the way that is better than my way. Amen. There's care under the canopy. There is care under the canopy. I believe a lot of the church is sunburned. Not by the sun, but by the sun. I believe a lot of the church is sunburned. They've been out of their lane, away trying to do these things over here, and we need to come back under the care of the canopy of the Father. In that place, Psalm 91 says, in the shadow of the Almighty. In his shadow is where I find all things pertaining to life and godliness. And so my prayer for you this year is that you would find yourself continually under the care of the canopy of God. That he would continually shade you. He would continually empower you in that place. I love Mary. She's the first person to get to where after the resurrection? The tomb. How good's that? I love that theology, hey? People are like, oh, women can't do this. Well, she got there first. And so she gets there, and what does she say? He looked like, she didn't recognize him. She actually said to him, are you the gardener? Well, yes, he is. But his form had shifted post-resurrection. When we come and we become born again, our form shifts into the likeness and the image of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. I believe more than ever this year we have an opportunity and an invitation to become more and more like Him.
Amen.
I'll lay some things for that in the months ahead. 1 John 4 says this to us. Because all that Jesus is now, so are we in this world. So, because all that Jesus is now, listen, not all that Jesus was before the cross, all that Jesus is now past the cross, we are now in the world. Where does He sit right now? He sits in the heavenly realm, enthroned on high. Christ also lives in you. Is that true? The Gospel of John says that the Father and the Son will come and make a home within you. That word is they'll come and make union intimacy in you. The Father and the Son literally coming by the power of the Holy Spirit to make union intimacy in you. So you can know that you don't have to try hard to get stuff done, but you can learn who you are, and that's enough for Him. The most dangerous person in the world is a son or daughter who knows who they are.
So good.
Amen. Most dangerous person in the world is a son or daughter who know who they are. You can't shift a son or daughter once a private identity comes in. You can tell them all you want to tell them, but they don't believe that. Because they have an embrace from the Father, an embrace from the Son, and they have the kiss of the Spirit that enables them to go through anything. I know people right here that are going through, have gone through the most horrendous storms. And because of the seat of union, because of the place of intimacy, they are able to steward their lives in a way that shines the light of Jesus. That's a powerful thing to have moving in our hearts and minds. Amen. We're going to have perpetual, immeasurable, ever-increasing goodness. You think God was good just now? Just wait.
Come on.
Mate, I'll say it like this. God's goodness has no measurement that you can even come near. God's goodness has no measurement that you can even come near. Psalm 65 verses 9 through to 13 says it like this. The perichoresis of God, the circle dance of the Father, Son, and Spirit is encircling you so nothing can come against you if you believe it.
Come on.
And then He's moving ahead of you and around you and behind you, and all He's releasing is His goodness.
Wow.
And then the scripture says this. More than that, then what He does is this. He literally takes the barren land and flourishes it because of the goodness He's flowing through you.
Come on.
Isaiah promises us that there will be a generation of people. There'll be a people marked by the ability to go into a desolate place and see it flourish for God.
Yes.
Isaiah 9 says this, verse 7, of the increase of His government.
Yeah.
Say that again. Of the increase of His government. I don't believe... Oh, I don't know if I should say that. I don't believe any political party is His government. At all. I believe His government is above all governments.
Amen.
I'll just say that. And listen to this, of the increase of His government and of His peace. So we love the part of our government sometimes, but it comes with the enablement of peace. There will be no end. What's going to fade away? There are things that are going to fade away, but the His government and peace will be endless. The increase of it. The increase of His government and peace. And if you look at that word peace, you can change that word straight away for shalom. But shalom is not peace. I want you to, if anything this year, move away from the word shalom being peace. Part of the word, I can't remember enough time, but part of the word shalom means this, that He's given you the ability to bring national tranquility.
Wow.
Amen.
national tranquility is part of the word of shalom.
Wow.
And so we have this enablement from the Holy Spirit to be a broker of so much tranquility that it would cause a whole nation to be peace-filled. What's that?
Wow.
Amen. That's so good. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, there will be no end. David, the Havid, the word is beloved. That's where we get the word beloved from. And so of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And also, the throne of David will not end, which means this, is that it's always going to be founded and grounded on you knowing how beloved you are to the Father. God himself loves you so much. He loves you so, and I pray that you would have such intimate encounters, not here on a Sunday or a Wednesday or a Friday, they're good, but in the place of intimacy with him, where it's just you and him. Where it's just you and him, and he can kiss you with his love. He can embrace you. He can heal you.
Yeah.
You know, some of us have powerful encounters when we get together, and I love powerful encounters when we get together, but I love more the secret place of his presence.
Yeah.
Where he does things that I can't tell anyone about. Paul said it like this: I went somewhere once, but I can't share about what happened. It was too much. I've been told just to. So I pray that he would kiss you with the love of his heart, that you would embrace that when he says to you, come on in, you would say, yes, Father, I'm coming in. Yes, Father, I'm coming in. In our worst day, we would come on in.
Yeah.
And in our best day, we would come on in. We wouldn't allow our behavior, we wouldn't allow our circumstance, we wouldn't allow anything happening around us to disqualify us from coming in to the embrace of the Father's arms. The prodigal son, which I believe is not about a prodigal son, I believe it's about an outrageous father. The father sees him from afar, is that correct?
Yeah.
And it says that he embraced him. Well, who remembers Paul the chief harrigan? Someone who's older than, yeah, Dom would.
Yeah, I like that, mate.
He was about 1.5 sizes of Dom. So the word embrace there literally means that the father came and crash tackled the son. That was the embrace. It wasn't this, oh, I'm so glad you're home, thanks mate. It was like Sheridan when he used to play for the Tigers model. It was like, well, I won't talk about the rabbits. Or maybe Sattler. Yeah, that's good. But that's the embrace I want us to have this year. No matter where we find ourselves, we will not be shaken as a people. Amen. So just give me 10 or so minutes and I just want to unpack something for us today. I have a sense to pray for people and pray for each other today that we would allow the Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do. There are critical prayer needs in our community right now that we need to see immense breakthrough for. And so we want to stand and see those things happen. Why am I asking us to see through the transparent lens of the Holy Spirit? Because I believe that our sight has been shifted, our sight is always trying to be twisted with what's coming against us from the world. And so my heart cry is that we would be a people that believe that the Holy Spirit has the best vision for us this year and this moment. And we would go into any situation without anything, and we would believe what the Bible says, that don't worry, when you get there, he will give you what to say. He will show you what needs to happen. Sometimes I worry way too much. I'm like, oh, I've got to. But I've got to believe that when I go into a situation, the Spirit of the living God, he will give us everything in that moment if we believe who he is. Jesus said it like this, don't worry.
Yeah, we'll stop.
And then he said, when you do worry. What are you doing, Jesus? He knew his people so well. But we are a people that are the washed people. We have been washed by the blood of Christ. And we are washing the world with the blood of Jesus. And so I pray for us that we would have the patience and fortitude to move from looking to seeing. There's a difference between looking and seeing. You can look at something, but you can't see it. You can look at something, and I believe this. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to slow us down.
Yep.
I believe the world is at a rapid pace. Some of us need to understand that pace so we can communicate and work in those realms. But But I believe the Spirit of God is slowing his bride down, slowing the body down so we can be at the pace and the yoke of Christ. Because that is the place where we will find all things that lead to God, our godliness and life. So I believe as we slow down, as we are able to hear more and more. Who's ever gone to a lookout before?
Yeah.
Well, praise God. 1, 2, 3, four, that's good. I've seen this. Brother Darish has this picture on his computer, and it's, which mountain is that one? With the motorbike and... Whoa. And literally I'm like, it makes the Blue Mountains look like an indentation. Just like, whew. And you can see, like, it's incredible. And the longer that you stand there and look, I believe the more that you see. Amen? But our culture is so fixated on the quick, the now, and the easy, that we need to force ourselves by the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to see what he wants us to see. And we would stop looking quickly, and we would spend time and allow the Spirit of God to show us what he wants us to show us. That he would actually help us see how he sees. And that's going to take us from seeing things in an opaque nature to seeing things in a transparent nature. I prophesy over you that that every part of your life would move from smoldering to flame. Decree over you that you would have what the book of Revelation says is the new Jerusalem perspective. That we would see things, it says this, that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Is that correct?
Amen.
Then he says to us to fix our eyes on things above.
Yes.
And so that's the perspective we want. We want to see things from a redemptive nature.
Yes.
We want to see the tragedies, we want to see the trials, we want to see the good and the bad and the ugly. We want to see it from the redemptive nature of God. Because we believe as a people that all things can be redeemed.
Yes.
Amen. And maybe you're playing a part in a redemption you don't know about just by being a son or daughter.
So good.
We decree over your lives this year that you would be clouds that carry substance and nourishment.
Come on.
That you would be clouds that carry substance and nourishment. That you wouldn't just be a cloud that comes. You know, friends that are farmers, my apostolic father who died a few years ago, he would run canola, and for years they'd have clouds come and the clouds would produce nothing. We want to be clouds that have weight and nourishment and substance in them so we can feed the earth that God's called us to feed. I love the fact that everyone here is such an individual, and I prophesy over your uniqueness to increase this year. That you would find such intimacy in union that you would believe that you can be just how he made you to be. We don't have to be like anyone else. You can be just yourself, and that's the greatest person God's made you to be. Amen. And I pray for us this year that we would be people that rule time. We wouldn't be people that get ruled by time. I don't want to be people that we don't want people that get ruled by time. We are rulers over time. I haven't got enough time here to do this now. Funny, isn't it? But I believe God, I'm going to pack this in the months ahead, God has given us an enablement and an ability to rule over time. Time was made by God for his purposes on this earth.
Amen.
And so I believe there's redemption coming to time as well. The Bible says this in Ephesians 1:4, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. Let's just go back there. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Wait a second. Before the foundation of the world, you were a chosen person. Think about that for a moment. Before anything happened, before anything was thought of, that's why I don't believe that your parents had a good idea of doing what happened to make you. I believe that your life was broken through two people into the earth, but those two people may or may not have thought. Some people have had tragedy coming into the earth. Some people have had a great time, but I believe that before any of that happened, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit in the perichoresis, the circle dance of God, had a perfect time to release you into the earth. They could have put you in the Middle Ages. They could have put you in AD 300. They could have put you in the Dark Ages, whatever, but he chose a specific time before the foundation of the world. What a clock he has.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the earth, he said, that son and that daughter are going to be on the earth at that time. That exact moment. I pray that the revelation unfolding from that will do to you what it's done to me. That it would recognize that no matter what happened to me as a child, no matter what happened to me as an infant, no matter what happened to me as a young person, I can believe that it was His goodness that brokered me into the earth. No matter what some person has said against you or about you, whether it was in the womb or out of the womb, we can believe today that it was His goodness that caught you, made you, and released you into the earth. What a good story that is.
Wow.
You know, you're going through Bunnings, people are freaking out because everyone's freaking out. I say, how was your day? I said, the day's so good. You know what? God Himself, He made me before the world was even formed.
Security.
Security.
I agree. But it's the good story that needs to be shared. Can we prophesy together this year that the narrative in this region will shift its focus from being on what could get somebody to who the Son of Righteousness actually is? I believe that we are coming into a time where we are going to hold the key to the narrative of this place, this region, that not just us, but the body of Christ is. That we have the resurrection power flowing through us. Is it time to change the narrative? Amen. Amen. It's time to change what the key word search is. It's time to change what all things see. We are the washed people. You carry the goodness of Almighty God flowing through you. It's so good. And so, as I close, and thank you for your patience in the little bit of heat that's coming. I was expecting 40, so I think it's about 26 or something. It's a nice cool breeze flowing through as well. Yeah, praise God for that.
Yeah.
And then, oh, thanks, Phil. Could have keep on going. That's great.
Yeah, that
was 4 hours locked in. Praise God. And so, let me take a few minutes to unpack the increasing of His presence that's always available. Don't ever believe someone that says that God's presence is not going to be somewhere or it's not going to be as strong.
Yeah.
His presence is everywhere, and His enablement of that presence is full all the time. We need to believe that.
Yep.
No matter where we find ourselves, His presence is always there and it's always full. Whether we go from the Old Covenant through to the future of this nation, this region, we can believe wholeheartedly that His presence will always be there and it will always be full. So the first relationship I sense the Holy Spirit taking us on a journey throughout this whole year will be this, is the relationship of renewal in nature. That we would see things naturally for the first time maybe. That we would see things so clearly they would become natural. I believe that there are so many facades and there are so many opaque places that we actually need the Holy Spirit to be able to see clearly.
Yeah.
We need the Holy Spirit to be able to see what's actually there. And so we have cosmos, we have creation, but I prophesy over us that we would have a natural view of all things.
Yeah.
Who wants a natural view? Be able to see things clearly. The Bible says to us that we are not ruled or owned by confusion.
Amen.
We are not ruled or owned by chaos. We are ruled and owned by the ability to see all things clearly. I don't have enough time now, but I can literally unpack you this. The way the words work here is that the Father wants to give you His enablement to see how He sees. Wouldn't that be awesome, hey? The guy that cuts Dan Hurley off when he's on his bike riding to work, and Dan just like, he just is able to see clearly in that moment what that man's going through. And he releases the prayer of God, the man pulls over and gets saved, just with the Father and the Son and the Spirit in the car. Who can believe?
Amen.
Amen. Speaking yesterday to some friends and the ability of evangelism to becoming less methodology and more embrace. That people would just get saved because of who you are.
Amen.
That we would rid ourselves of methodology and trying this and that, but we would just believe that He is so good and His goodness wants to touch everyone, that wherever you go, His goodness is going to flow.
Amen.
That wasn't supposed to rhyme, but it did.
Amen.
I pray for us this year that we would receive eyes to perceive wonder. Pray for us to see that we would receive eyes through the Holy Spirit to perceive wonder. To perceive wonder. Whether it's in the natural realm, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's in the home, whether it's in the spiritual, that we would see with the eyes of wonder. You know what the eyes of wonder do? They slow you down.
Wow.
They actually remove the haughtiness. They remove your ability to speed up. Because as you come with the eyes of wonder, you stop.
Wow.
I pray for the war of God. I don't know how to explain that. It's probably biblical. Actually, no, it is. But there'll be like a war slowing down.
Amen.
You know, the other day I was just outside digging. So digging outside, and I was just blessing God for the colour of this. I was like, how did you make this soil so good? How did you do that? Science would say, well, it's this, this, and this. Well, the Father doesn't need that. He just goes, the Ruach HaKodesh, the breath of God makes it. Amen? So that's my prayer, that you would actually come, you start to perceive things with the eyes of wonder and the Messiah's view. Why the Messiah? Because we don't need to see things the way Jesus saw them before the cross. I know, it's not heretical, it's okay. We don't want to see things the way he saw them before the cross, because that was for him to see only. We want to see the way he sees things post-cross. Because we've gone through the cross of Jesus. I believe that salvation is the invitation to the celebration. Salvation is not the end point. I get saved, now I believe salvation is the invitation to the celebration. Why is it a celebration? Have you heard what happens when one person?
Yeah.
It says when one person turns, the whole of heaven erupts. Someone said to me a few years ago, there's no drums in heaven. I said, how you know, boy? Like, it's like, imagine the whole of heaven erupting in praise when one person turns. That literally means this, it never ceases or stops. Never ceases or stops. I got friends there right now. Our beloved Helen is dancing there right now. All of her libraries at the back, free of charge for anyone to take as much as you want. The whole library she gave to us. And so feel free to take anything you want at the back later on. Take it and give it to other people. She was a mighty woman of God, intercessor, but more than anything, she was a daughter who believed that her father loved and cared for her.
Wow.
So take whatever you need later on and do that.
Amen.
We decree an invitation to more full life, and I pray for you to have a future sight, that the Father would give you the ability to see. John was on the island of Patmos because of the testimony of the Lord. How good's God, right? You want to download something to someone? I'll get this guy arrested and I'll put him on an island where no one is. That'll sort it. And it says, on the Lord's day he was caught into the Spirit of God, and he was heard a voice saying, come up here and I will show you of things to come. What did John receive through the open door of Revelation 4 that I'll say to you right now has never been shut? There's no place in Scripture where it was shut. John accessed the place through union and intimacy that enabled him to have future sight. I pray for us that we would know the union and intimacy that enables us to have the ability to be caught up into that place to have future sight.
Come on.
There's all these people in the world, they call themselves futurists. Praise God for them. Amazing. What would happen if the kingdom of God's people started to become futurists?
Yes.
They started to steer culture in the way of the washed people. Started to steer culture in the way of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. That's the sight we get from God, as he enables time to come under our rulership. Who's ever had a day where they've prayed, Lord, I need more time, and they've got more time? Yeah, amen. Who's also ever suffered a day where you think, I'm going to kill you time? there's not enough of you, or you're going way too long. But we can, through the power of God, we can be a people who come into a revelation and an understanding and then an application where we can start to see time under our feet, not over us. Amen. And my last thing before we're going to pray is this today. I pray for us this year that we would see people, we would see relationships from the seat of union towards wholeness. That no matter what people throw at us, I'm not saying don't have good boundaries, I'm not saying be a doormat, I'm saying that when things happen, because Ephesians 4 says to us, before we step into the apostolic culture, the prophetic culture, the evangelistic culture, the shepherding culture, the teaching culture, we must make room for each other's errors.
Yeah. Amen.
Ephesians 4 helps us. It's actually one of the cures in the ailments for offendicitis. It's making room for your brother and sister to not only make mistakes, but that word error means way more than mistake. It means when your brother or sister causes trouble. And so we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that we would be given the eyes to see, the heart, to see people from the seat of union. That we first would find ourselves in the embrace of God and we would see others from that embrace. And we would also see people, every single one of us is moving towards wholeness. The most destitute, the most immature, the most mature, and the most perfect, if we can say that, all of us are moving towards wholeness. So let's cut each other a bit of slack. Okay, that's probably the Aussie way to say it.
Yeah.
Cut a bit of slack, mate. But there's a spiritual principle of enabling yourself to rest and breathe before sometimes we speak and act. And I believe it's the ability of the Holy Spirit to bring our pace to His pace, to bring our sight to His sight, and to bring His belief in others into our hearts so we can see them the way He sees them. Amen? Amen. Ephesians 1:23 says this, which is His body, the fullness of Him, listen to this, who fills all in all. Which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. The body of Christ fills all in all. This year, 2021, will be our seventh year of this kingdom family. The seventh year of this renewal will go through on the in March, in a couple of months. And we believe that more than anything else, is that we are called as a people to link arms. We are called as a people to seek His face together. But we are called to propel and fling each other into where He has made space, enabled the ground to take us into that place. So our prayer for you this year is that we will continue to see clearly, that all of us would move from opaqueness to transparency all throughout our lives. We would help each other. This is a body. The body moves. The body is naturally moving. We've been developing a new model for the community that we will hopefully be able to release in a couple of months to you. And that whole model is this, is that we are a kingdom family moving together in the goodness of God. And our role as leaders is not to be up the front so much. Our role as leaders is to contend for you to step into all things. And ultimately our goal is one thing, that everyone comes into the maturity of Christ. Hebrews 6 says this, stop now with the elementary teaching of Jesus. Stop with the trying to work out all this stuff. And it says this, step into the depths of His kingdom. There's a little thing that came to me in worship today. From the ship to the shore, we will explore the kingdom of God. I pray that for us right now. That from the ship, what's the ship? The ship is the ship is the body of Christ. If you know anything about the word apostle, it comes from the word apostolos, which means this, a lead ship in an armada of ships. It doesn't mean, I believe that yes, there are women and men called to be apostles, because Ephesians 5 says so. But I also believe that we are creating a continually building apostolic culture.
Amen.
Just like we are building a continually building prophetic culture. And I believe by that we are able to take, amen, his kingdom and see it established in new places. That might be the street next door to you. That might be the place you work. It might be a whole region. Whatever it is, we pray that you will continue to have the brave heart and courage to step into all God's got for you this year.